Hey, let's talk about Mr. Eddie Ray Fletcher. EDDIERAYFLETCHER. Date of birth is 4/22/50. 4/22/50. Date of visit was 8/18/22. 8/18/22. This is a 69-year-old gentleman. He's being evaluated for with history of BPH, lung cancer, congestive heart failure, history of CVA, COPD, myocardial infarction, and hypertension, period. The paragraph patient was diagnosed with right middle lobe lung cancer per CT and CT and biopsy back in 2020, period. The paragraph, since then, patient has not gone back to MD Anderson because he does not want any radiation or chemotherapy. Period. He also suffers from hypertension, congestive heart failure, and alcoholic liver disease, period. The paragraph patient has been experiencing more pain, more shortness of breath, difficulty with mentation, reduction in weight, decreased appetite as well, period. The patient has a KPS score of 40% at this time. Period. The paragraph show, he also has been having off and on abdominal pain related to gallstones, which he has known about for some time, but is not a candidate for surgery because of his liver failure. Medications reviewed, allergy reviewed, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, but used to be a heavy drinker in the past. Review of system as above. An exam, 160/88, pulses 82, respirations 18. ART, positive, some positives to lung, bronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, soft, positive ascites, neck shows positive JVDs, lower extremity shows muscle wasting. Assessment, number one, here we have a 69-year-old gentleman with end-stage adenocarcinoma of the right lower lobe associated with a liver cirrhosis, weight loss, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient is in pain, requires pain medication 24 hours a day. He no longer wishes to proceed with any chemo or radiation therapy, would like hospice to take care of him at home. His wife is his primary caregiver currently. Period. Patient has a KPS score of 40%, most likely has less than 6 months to live. As far as his congestive heart failure and his hypertension, these contribute to his shortness of breath, his fatigue, and his current symptoms of lung cancer, and makes him even a more better candidate for hospice. Period. Patient's pain mainly located in the mid-back. The pain is severe enough to cause nausea. Pain also travels to the shoulder, which most likely because of bone involvement. Patient does not want to have bone scan or any further workup at this time. Patient is confused at times. Is as far as his ambulation, he needs help. He is alert and to person, place, and time, but has bouts of confusion, most likely because of severe pain. Given patient's current findings, and his worsening state, patient meets the criteria for hospice with less than 6 months to live. Hospice criteria meets the criteria for hospice care at home with less than 6 months to live. Thank you.